When we experience conflict with others, so when this thing happens, normally what do you do? The author say, we need to maintain our self-discipline. Means you have to hold on to your precepts, hold on to your vow. You have to hold on to your sincerity and self-respect. If we are able to cherish all this and uphold our spiritual aspiration, means your vow and all those things, then naturally we will have an attitude of humility. This is the first thing that will happen when you cultivate, when you develop the understanding, when you have some form of wisdom, or after you have awakened, your character all change. You develop a lot of understanding of what virtue is, the importance of virtue. Then you become very humble. There is a lot of humility in you. You will not like become arrogant and all those things. No more. People can say anything. You can accept. You can even be at peace. The ego is no more. It can just echo and flow. It can be at peace with all things. So this is the beauty. Yeah? So this part, humility, is very true. And you will not stir your mind or lose your ability to be peaceful, which means give rise to anger, or become unhappy or miserable, or what happened. Then we will be able to safely and peacefully overcome even such difficulties as being harmed with knives and club. And this is very true. And abuses and insults with words. This one, unless you are a true cultivator, you cannot understand. That's why you can confront death, no problem. Actually, there is no reality at all. When it happens, it's just the form and mind with its condition dispersed. There is nothing. So all this, but if you take care of karma, you can avoid all this. So you don't have to worry too much. Even if you have to confront them because of past coming or what, you will have the wisdom and the understanding to confront all this. So no problem at all. So what he shared here is very true. The author said that we will be able to safely and peacefully overcome even such difficulties as being harmed with knife and cups and abuses, or even insulted with words, with harsh words and insults.